Kissing Games by Samantha Herr, read by Patica. Summary. For once, I want a guy to just walk up and sweep me off my feet. Phase 1 of Operation Get Julie Laid was a success. They'd made it past the velvet ropes and into the swank red and white lounge. It was time for Phase 2, finding his friend a place to sit down for the night. Julie beat him to it, painfully in practical heels, giving her a 2-inch advantage over him, and she grabbed his wrist and dragged him into the crowd. The place was loud and packed with Hollywood hopefuls, and Chris was glad Julie had convinced him to bring a change of shirt to upgrade his server's uniform before they left work. Everyone looked glamorous and expensive, like runway models come down to earth. And as he squeezed between beautifully dressed bodies, multiple sets of fingers dragged across his chest and arms. When Chris looked back over his shoulder, he couldn't identify who to thank. Julie pushed herself up onto a freshly vacated stool and leaned over the counter of the bar to shout, "Hey, you over there!" waving a $20 bill at the busy bartenders. After a minute with no response, she huffed and turned to sulk at Chris. "This place sucks." Considering it had been Julie's idea to drag him here, after a 12-hour shift at the Ocean Greens Country Club, that wasn't what Chris wanted to hear. He sighed and handed her another two $20 bills. The sight of $60 finally got some attention, and when the bartender walked away, Julie had traded all of his tip money for two bottles of beer and two Long Island iced teas. With the drinks lined up in front of them, she looked at Chris and said grimly, "Cheer the fuck up, damn it." Chris grabbed an $8 bottle of beer and smiled gamely. "I think it's kind of cool. The lighting on the walls is awesome." "Dylan would have loved this place." She scowled, her eyes drifting restlessly around the room. Chris sighed again and bit his tongue. Dylan had broken up with Julie 2 days ago. By text message. Chris had wanted to be supportive, had started to tell her she was too good for an asshole like that. But after she practically bit his head off the first time he mentioned Dylan's name, he'd zipped his lips. So when she'd asked him to come out to this ridiculously overpriced new club in Hollywood so she could get her rebound on, he'd leapt at the opportunity to help. It wasn't like he had anything else to do on Valentine's Day this year anyway. "So what kind of guy are we looking for?" he said, elbowing the arms of the couple next to her until they made him a little space at the bar. "Sam Worthington? Ryan Reynolds?" "God, no more frat types," she groaned. "I need the opposite of frat." They'd come to the right place for that. "Take your pick," Chris said, gesturing to the room. "No, no," she shook her head. "We've seen what I choose when I pick the guy. Total losers. For once, I want a guy to just walk up and sweep me off my feet." Chris took a sip of his beer and sighed. "You and me both." Half an hour later, Julie was approaching the bottom of her second Long Island, and it was still just the two of them. Chris looked at the bar, full of people ignoring them, and leaned forward to say, "Hey, you know, I'm probably hurting your chances here." Her head jerked up and she jabbed a finger in his chest. "Don't even think of bailing on me, Chris." "I just mean, you know, what guy's gonna hit on you when it looks like you're already taken?" She snorted. "Huh, whatever, I don't fucking care. Men suck." "Thanks." "Oh, come on, you totally suck. Don't even try to deny it." Chris saw the first smile of the evening on her lips and breathed a sigh of relief. "All right, guilty as charged." Her eyes brightened and she leaned in closer to ask, "Have you ever done it at work? Like, with any of the members?" "No," Chris exclaimed. "Of course not." "How about with one of the other waiters?" Chris took a judicious sip of his beer. "Really?" she gasped. "Where?" "I didn't say I had." "You didn't deny it either. That's as good as a yes. tell me. You've got to tell me. The locker room? The coat room? Chris didn't like to kiss and tell, but this was the most excited he'd seen Julie in days. The wine cellar, he admitted. Oh my God, I need details. It wasn't Jack's, was it? He's got a nice ass, but he's so stuck up. Excuse me, a tall guy said, stepping between Chris and Julie on his way to the bar. Only, he didn't move to flag down a bartender. Big hands came up to cut Chris's cheeks, and Chris got an impression of blue eyes and pretty lips, and suddenly he was being kissed full on the mouth, firm and insistent. Chris didn't even know what was going on, but something about it felt right, and his head tilted up instinctively for more. His lips parted, and he tasted the guy's breath, rum and coke and heat. Chris whimpered as all the blood in his brain fled south, and he leaned further into the guy's hold. A thick tongue slid past his lips, tasting and taking, firing up every nerve ending in Chris's body with a few slow, deliberate licks before pulling back. Thanks, the guy said, a thumb stroking down Chris's cheek and across his lips. And then he turned and walked away, leaving Chris to gape after him. Holy cow, Julie whispered, staring after the stranger. Chris, who was that? Chris? I have no idea, Chris said, blinking dazedly at the guy's ass as he sauntered over to a low set of red sofas. But he just kissed you, Julie pointed out, in case he'd missed it. Yeah, I was there for that part. A woman tried to lean past Chris to get to their corner of the bar, and he jostled her to the side so he could keep staring at the man. It looked like Chris's guy was with a group of men and women on the sofas. Most of them were laughing, and then the guy held out his hand, and a short, pretty, really pretty, guy frowned and passed him some bills. Chris's guy kissed the cash, folded it, and tucked it in the back pocket of his tight black jeans, and... oh my God. Oh my God, Julie echoed his thoughts. Was that a bet? Did that guy kiss you for a bet? Chris grabbed the glass out of her hand, threw the straw on the bar, and gulped the last of her watery iced tea. Jesus. That was, like, insanely hot. Yeah, I know. I was the one getting kissed, remember? And he's gorgeous. Beyond gorgeous. Well, what are we going to do about it? She demanded. We? Yes, we. At least one of us has to get laid tonight. That's a Valentine's Day rule. You've got to go talk to him. Chris said. How did you just walk up to a stranger and say, "Hi, you just kissed me. Want to do it again?" He glanced over at the hot guy, who was looking back at him. Chris looked away quickly. Exactly. I'm not letting you chicken out on this. That guy is, like, perfect. I'll tell you what. Julie went fishing into the front of her black dress, pulling a 20 from her bra. She slapped it on the bar. Classy. Chris snickered. Bite me. She tapped the bill and stared him down. $20 says you don't have the balls to walk over there and kiss that guy. Right now. Chris's stomach flipped, and he wished he had another drink in his hand. He eyed the bill. He could really use that money. And he could really go for another of those kisses. Seriously? Seriously. And if you forfeit, I'm going to tell everyone about you going down on Jacques in the wine cellar. It wasn't Jacques, Chris protested. It was Kevin. And don't you dare! She just raised her eyebrow at him and slid the bill a little further across the bar. He's watching you right now. Chris looked over and caught the guy staring at him again. This time, the guy looked away first. Are you sure that's a good thing? He asked her. Chris, do you want to kiss the insanely hot guy again or not? I do, he groaned. She picked up the bill and dangled it in front of him. Fuck, he announced, grabbing the bill and stuffing it in his pocket. Wish me luck. Good luck, she said, and then she slapped his ass as he took the first step over there. Hey, he yelped. Go, she ordered, giggling after him. Chris took a deep breath and looked at his target. The guy was laughing at something, his head turned away. Just one more look. Just give me a sign, Chris prayed. On cue, the guy's head turned and blue eyes locked on Chris's for a moment before jerking away. Okay, he could do this. Chris started walking, dodging the guys in skinny ties talking about movie deals, the girls in short skirts leaning on each other as they stumbled towards the bathroom. None of the guy's friends saw his approach, but Chris's guy looked up just as Chris reached the low, crowded sofas. Blue eyes widened with surprise. Excuse me, Chris mumbled to the short, pretty guy in his way, stepping over his knees to stand in front of his guy. And then, because there wasn't a better way to get to his lips, he sat on the guy's lap and leaned down to kiss him. And just like the kiss at the bar, Chris didn't hold back. Because if the guy was going to push him off, or if a boyfriend was going to pull him away, he would at least have this. But the guy didn't push. Nobody protested. And when the guy moaned into his mouth and bit his lip, Chris lost track of the bets they'd made and where they were, just closed his eyes and enjoyed the mouth under his, the soft, talented lips, and the hot hands that slipped up and down his back. I don't mean to interrupt, somebody drawled eventually, tapping Chris firmly on the shoulder. Then don't. The guy said, nuzzling down Chris's throat and nipping at his neck. But I want my $50 back. Come on, you totally cheated. Hey, he looked straight, a woman argued. We all agreed, Brad. He looks as straight as a figure eight right now, Brad snorted. He's practically orgasming in Adam's lap. Chris opened his eyes, embarrassment kicking in at the frank way the guys, Adam's, friends were discussing him. He started to pull back, but Adam's arms tightened, dragging him close again. Ignore them, he whispered, one of his big hands sliding down and squeezing Chris's ass. Chris barely managed not to squeak with startled pressure. Hi, he said, a blush creeping up his neck. Hi to you too, Adam smiled. And his lips found Chris's earlobe and sucked. Oh my God, Chris groaned, sagging helplessly against his chest. Adam's friends kept arguing about them, but Chris didn't pay them any attention. Couldn't really, not with Adam working a hand up under his shirt and making his toes curl in his shoes. Until somebody said, "They look like boyfriend and girlfriend. How the hell were we supposed to know?" The reminder made Chris focus on his surroundings and check on his friend. Judging by the champagne flute in her hand and the sharply dressed Italian guy leaning into her space, Julie was doing just fine. She caught his eye and raised her glass with a wink. Chris winked back and turned around to kiss Adam again, a smile on his lips. The end. Reader's Notes. Thank you to Samantha here for having blanket permission to Podfic. If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/162834. If you'd like to download this Podfic, it can be found at paticaproductions.com. This was recorded at the request of Silsecri. Thanks for listening!